Our comprehensive plan that we're going to spend the next year working on. I can't unplug that, can I?
No, not really. I can move.
No, no, that's okay. Don't move.
Okay.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about where we are right now.
You know what?
No, that's okay. I might move.
Suzanne, might I actually be able to do this?
So I don't have to climb through the
board. Let's do it.
Right there.
Right there.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Here's a trip.
There you go.
Okay. Okay, the whole idea here is what some of you have already been talking about this morning, that we're getting to a saturation point with our tourists. We're almost built up. Are we becoming predominantly an investment town for people who want homes they can rent and make money off of? Or are we becoming a retiree destination where people are buying houses to live in and turn them over to their kids as they, you know, get older and phase out? Are we becoming a family destination? What, we have more kids on our block than I have ever seen. We talked about parking, counted none in front of that brick house last night with Cutter Court.
Those kids, I know, I've been around my house too.
And five in the one that has nine kids. Five cars and nine kids. So it's not just the renters, I assure you, it isn't. But what exactly is it that we want to become? So I wanted to ask you guys today, what is New York City known as? What is their slogan? They are the what?
Big Apple.
The Big City Apple.
Never sleeps.
Coffee. Very good. What is New Orleans?
Party, home of the Mardi Gras.
Big Easy.
The Big Easy. Mm-hmm. Boston.
Beantown.
Very good, Craig. I'm glad to see you're on top of this. Chicago. Chicago, especially this week.
Windy City.
Very good. Detroit.
Motor City.
Well, Nashville.
Motown.
Music City. Right. What's North Carolina known as? What's kind of our slogan?
First in flight.
We want to learn
Tar Heel State.
Tar Heels. First in flight. What did you say?
I'd say the ones that lose them do. Oh, no, never mind. That's just something.
Virginia.
For lovers.
Virginia is for lovers. Kiri Beach.
Wild and wonderful.
What's another slogan that describes Kiri Beach the way you would like for it to be?
No parking.
That's what I tell everybody.
Free and easy.
What's our favorite slogan that our former mayor coined?
May Mary by the city.
Okay. Anything else you could think of that would describe us?
The better end of New York. One stop light, zero worries. Isn't that one of them? I'm serious. I think that was one of our one stop light, zero worries. That was actually.
Okay. If you're about New York, what do you think of this as?
What's it now? Natural
wonder.
A small playground. Small wonder. I like the small wonder. What was yours?
Natural playground, I think.
The TDA, small wonder, natural playground. Okay, that's the idea. We would like to get to a point where Kiri Beach is known for something based on what we would like for Kiri Beach to be, and start talking about what is that vision we have for it, and how are we going to get there, and how are we going to pay for it. All right, I've been working with the school of government out of Chapel Hill, and we have a small planning committee that has been helping us out with Jim and John and Nancy and Ia from the, Ia Ruth from the
Realtors.
Realtors standpoint. Dr. Tom Barth from UNC Chapelville. Also, we've had an offer from one of your officers, Dennis, well, his wife, Denise Hubbard, to help us out because she did a lot of this when she was at NC State. So this is our small planning committee right now. It may expand a bit if you would like to join us. But when we met with the woman from the School of Government, we talked about several things, and one of them was having a community visioning or community engagement session, because one of the main things we didn't want this to be Emily's plan or Joseph's plan or Andy's plan, but we wanted this to be the community's plan. And so to begin with, to get them involved, we wanted to have a community engagement, and that will be on April the 10th. Yes, that is a Sunday. It is from 1 to 4. And with the exception of Nancy and John and maybe Arlen, the rest of you do not have to be there if you don't want to be there, that, or if you want to send somebody. That's strictly voluntary. And we will certainly let you know what goes on there. We had asked these guys because John is our planner, and Arlen, in sitting there watching all of this, may have to be thinking about what some of these things are going to cost. And Nancy, because she's really good at taking notes. no, the woman from School of Government will do all of that for us. But mainly wanted you to know about that particular date. We would like to come up with ways to include our residents, our property owners, and our businesses. And one of the things we had talked about, well, let me talk about the community engagement first. We'll be talking about what the trends are, like the population, the tourist population just completely exploding, all the construction coming in down there, not just on River Road or that section of River Road, but coming closer in this direction, and all the new construction out there on Carolina Beach Road and other places in the county, and people just wanting to come to Curie Beach because it's paradise. And we have our wonderful marketing plans with TDA that our heads on beds increased over 13% this past year. That's almost triple, maybe even sometimes quadruple, everybody else in the county, including the county itself. So we're certainly getting a lot out of our marketing money. Also, to talk to them, not just about the vision, but to collect enough information that the council can then get together and really decide on a vision that if Arlen is stopped on the street and asked about it, it's only one or two sentences that he would be able to repeat just like that, and every one of us the same. It's not something that goes on for page after page after page. Also, to educate the community, to educate them on what our resources are, what our needs are, like expanding town hall, or needs that they may not think about or know anything about or know why we need it or what the function of government is and what our limitations are as far as state law or local law or even limitations as far as the budget is concerned. Our departments, we really hope you'll be helping us in the process by identifying tools that we need to make that vision a success. What would we need from the police department? How many men in the next, not just 5 years, but 10 years or more, in order to keep Curie Beach the success that, you know, we really, really want it to be? And meanwhile, the council's going to make a really concerted effort to make the entire plan as simple as possible so that you're not wading through a huge book full of stuff or, you know, page of bureaucratic rhetoric, but make it as simple for you as possible in order to give us feedback or to help your decision making. Then most of all, deciding how we're going to get the community involved. We've talked about, in addition to the engagement session, doing a survey like we did, what it's been at least 10, somewhere between 10 and 12 years ago that we did our last survey, but deciding, do we need to survey residents separate from our homeowners or property owners? So whether they're rental or whether they're just second homes, these are some of the things we'll be deciding over the next few months, and we will either figure out how to do the monkey thing or something that will not just collect the data but will actually put the data together for us, or work with UNCW to put one or two of those surveys together. In addition to that, involving our business community. And we talked about surveying them, but we came up with, okay, there might be 18 or 20 main business owners that we would need to contact or work with. And frankly, the planning committee and anyone else who would like to volunteer could divide those up and go to see them individually and talk to them personally rather than just sending them a form to fill out. Last week at the council meeting, we appropriated a maximum of $4,000 for School of Government to get us through this planning process right here. That means putting the whole thing together, conducting it, and then putting everything together afterwards, and also travel and time on the phone for any advisory work. In addition to that, and you can see the schedule that's in your packet, we are hoping to have as much of this as possible finished by next January, so that when we start on our budget process for 2018, we'll have as much of it in hand and be able to think about where our priorities are, what our goals are, what kind of objectives we would like to have over a 2-year period, 5-year period, and Arlen's going to figure out how we're going to pay for all of those, or which ones can we absolutely not do. The other things that we have really, really good resources, like I mentioned earlier with Tom Barth coming to our meeting, we have excellent resources right here at UNCW that may not be as extensive as the School of Government, and with both of them there together meeting with us, that does not appear that it would be any problem at all working with both of them. In addition to that, we have fantastic resources right here in this community, like Denise Hubbard, several professors who live here, several engineers who live here, a couple of former town managers. One of them I worked with back in the 70s, Orville Powell, who was the city manager in Winston-Salem. And he is retired here and interested in helping to work with us. So we have a lot of local resources we can draw on too and not depend 100% on the School of Government, and then hopefully save us some money in this process. That's basically what we have going on right now. I'll be glad to answer any questions for you guys. Anybody? Just because it's after lunch doesn't mean you go to sleep. Okay. Well, thank you, because that was it.
Okay.
So the next event is April 10th?
Yes. Yes. And it would be really nice to have all the council members there We're just not going to require all the departments to be there.
Where are you going to be at?
Right here. What's next on our list, Nancy?
Parking. Space, parking. Okay.
Another favorite topic.
And I see parking being a really, really big issue in this kind of process.
Well, I should, oh, geez, thank you. I've said, we've talked about parking every year. We talk about it. We have a variety of positions on parking. We have a position on parking that says, don't bring any more parking spaces.
Close all the ones.
Yes.
We have a position, we have positions on parking that say, mark all the spaces because they'll park wherever they please if you don't tell them where you want them to park. And then there's probably stuff in the middle. But the truth of the matter for me is, unless we have a total solution, a solution for the business community, a solution for the mini motels on 421, a solution for how we protect the neighborhoods, I'm really not in favor of doing anything, because the implications of doing this one thing, in my view, is going to push problems into another area. So we will need a comprehensive plan. I don't know if that means we need a committee.
That's what I'm working on. That's what we're doing for the whole year.
Well, good. But the one that is really before us now is, what do we wish to do about the current free parking next to our Quick Mart? Do we wish to pursue that again this year, or do we not wish to pursue that? Frankly, after all the things that happened last year, some associated directly with it, I'm not so sure I'm a large fan of doing it again. No, we couldn't, I don't believe we could preclude the owner from doing it as paid parking if he wished. So, I mean, I wanted to open the discussion to say, what are our views about the parking arrangements that we have made over the last 2 years for the free parking downtown? Well, I've tried to see if there's been, sorry, and I'll turn it right over to your minutes to talk. I've tried to ask the business owners, are they getting the term for their investment? Because they're spending, of the $7,000 associated with this, they're spending $5,000 or more. And I said, are you getting time? Or are people coming there, park there, go to the beach, never coming into your establishment, never show back up again, and they leave in the evening, after they change out in front of the cars, throw the trash on the ground, threaten each other potentially, and create problems for a police department. Beyond that, I guess it's probably been successful. But I mean, I'm open to discussion on this particular point, because we need to decide what to do to approach the new owner, or to at least inform the new owner we're not going to be interested if somebody else could do something with it.
Well, I was wondering, Nancy, when you saw Sam the other day, did he indicate that he is going to start construction immediately, or that it's available?
It's available this summer. He won't speak to it. He's interested if he wants to lease it again this summer, but next summer probably not. He does plan to do some kind of construction. He's looking at issues right now, trying to get those numbers to work. So I would say this is the last summer.
Has it delivered value? Okay, so it's available this summer. So that's one point. Has it delivered value for the investment? Has it delivered value to the people of the town who have thrown in the $2,500 as their part of the investment? Has it delivered value to the responders? Now, the responders aren't here.
Has it relieved parking frustrations for the people coming to town? Would we have had other issues if there had not been the additional parking.
What's it costing us other than the initial fee also? Any of our maintenance?
Fine.
Public safety.
Well, this past year, we didn't put anything more into besides our contribution to the lease. But the year before, we put almost $5,500 in addition to our contribution. And so it's
And man hours was, it's just, you know, waiting and cleaning every day, you know, not waiting every day, cleaning trash, you know, dump the trash, whatever. And listen to complaints from the guy who lives there. Well, other than that, that's good for us. So.
How many other places pay money to provide free parking?
There's nobody else in there in the county because the press usually says every time in the springtime, come on down to Cary Beach because it's free to park. I think sure everybody knows all the students. Every year they make sure they make a point of that.
Being new on council, I didn't pay much attention to the parking in that area over the summer. What's the usage like?
It's full. I mean, it feels appropriate.
There are a lot of complaints.
We just got notices. We kind of just kind of changed the way we're figuring out a couple of lots. But still, it feels okay.
There's complaints about people changing at their cars. Typical beach stuff, right? People using the showers of the hoses of the houses that are right around.
Well, you can't do that.
So I mean,
the streets with their
houses. The people who live right there are not excited about it. I can tell you that. Now, that doesn't preclude that it wouldn't be done anyway. It just might mean that we're not contributing to it.
Parking trouble.
So
what's that?
Parking trouble.
Are we talking about going to pay parking again then? Is that where this conversation is going?
No, I don't know the conversation. I, for one, as a member of council, if we can figure out how to manage parking in the three areas, then I'd be maybe excited to talk about generating income for paid parking, because we do need income generation. But I do not want to go to income generation through paid parking that just creates a myriad of other problems for the people who live here. The people who visit here, you know, they'll come if they're just, we don't want them to be dissatisfied, but if they're not happy with something, you know, they go home and they'll forget about it. But the people who live here, I'm worried about the people who live here and elect us, right, to work with you, our professional staff. So I'm open to views, other staff views, or I'm sorry, other commissioner views.
Dennis? What kind of problems are we opening ourselves up to if we hire, like, David Hagler's son to sit out there under an umbrella all day and collect a parking fee from the people who park there?
I don't know. I mean, none that I can tell unless, you know, there's an issue. That's got to be more than town attorneys.
But he could have his phone right there to call for assistance immediately.
If the owners can see that. People would actually plan to do that. I'm sure they would.
Well, first of all, if the town is not involved, is that going to slow down the complaints and the calls? No. And
or you have to clean up?
Or no. Clean up. But I don't think it's going to stop that. Mm-hmm.
So we opened the door and we left outside.
If we've opened the door, Public Works is helping to clean it up. Our public safety is going to continue to have to answer calls there. And we're going to have to put money into it to rent it. And I think we should get something back out of it, even if it just covers our, $2,500?
Minority interest.
If the town is not involved, are they still going to do it?
I don't know. I would imagine, then they may do it. I mean, I could see Mike getting with Sam and saying, you know what, yeah, the town is going to be involved in the city, should do it.
And if we do charge and we have contributions from the businesses, they really should get something back.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're going to charge for that, I would suggest you don't ask the businesses for money.
Okay.
That would be my view. Because they're going to charge you.
They pay for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. We'd be out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, except for him.
We wouldn't be out of it. We still have, we would still be called.
No, we wouldn't be a part of two.
Well, I have a liability of that. I'm not a Marines.
Does what you do with this
property and
stuff or whatever happens on there, whatever town be lost for any accidents or anything.
I would think legally, if we're leasing the properties, we have the liability.
Do what then?
Sonny's asking about liability with us leasing that property. If we don't maintain it or keep it up and somebody falls or somebody gets hurt, it's the town's liability, isn't it?
Or is it the
owner's?
If we don't have anything to do with the parking in there and they've all hurt themselves, that's going to be between them and that owner of that property.
But if we're leasing it and using it as a public parking lot, we have the money.
We've got to have to go to risk management.
Right.
But if something happens, which is another, just a question, are all the businesses also responsible as much as the town is? If they're paying for the lease too?
They're
lease
giving
is in the
town,
town.
They're giving the money to us. We sign the lease.
Also, I mean, no matter what share the town has, who are we providing the parking for? People that
this
have
the
town business, right? So
this
who's paying for it?
Our town people.
Right, the residents, right. I mean, that's just that. It's not really shifting the cost of providing the parking. You know, it's borne by the people that live here, not necessarily the people that are using it. So it's bad.
Parking available to carry the stickers.
Yeah. Well, then you have the of our limited amount of available police. We want them to maintain safety, write tickets, and then screw around with parking issues, right?
David's something.
Yes.
Well, you could certainly use it as a test and try charging for parking this summer and see how it goes. To give you an idea of what paid parking would be like.
And what, we split the proceeds with the businesses?
I would think that you would.
What are you going to do about outside of the Lucero? I'm still at the point where you start to charge for that parking. Yeah. Where do you think the people are going to park first?
Well, that's what I don't know. Are they going to
do that anyway? Because
yeah.
It's so much
all
trouble.
Park all the way down third. They park all the way up E. They park all the way up I think, right?
Yes.
You also create a risk for the person collecting the money, because there's a person, whether it's a 16-year-old or whatever, with a pocket full of cash.
Yeah, that's a problem.
They should be armed.
Yeah, 16.
They should be armed.
Good job. Bitcoins.
Well, they have, what's the hotel up the road there in Carolina Beach that has somebody with a lot called Summer?
Oh, that's Ocean. Gold Sands.
Whatever the decision is, belongs to council. But I am interested in, you know, what the staff thinks. Not quoting anybody. We won't be quoting anybody. But, I mean, I think it's a headache for Sonny, I think it's a headache for the chief, but I'm sure you're going to have the headache.
How many park places are in there?
47. Didn't we come up with 47? What's the
I think that's about right.
Right around 47.
So, what percentage? How many do we have available to? Does anybody know?
Down around the town? All the way down K and all the way down Atlantic? Yeah. I think there's 140 or something.
Well, the thing is, once you give somebody something and you take it away, people have had it for 2 years now and they're used to having that there. So you're going to have some repercussions from that. I mean, we still have a very wide median on 6th Avenue.
I'm sorry about one thing, it's not 140.
I'm just thinking citywide, maybe we have. So you don't say one kind of parking place.
Oh, citywide, probably, I'd estimate in the area of 200 citywide, would be my guess. As far as marked parking places.
But the camera.
You're talking about all the way from entry, all the way down.
This is what we talked about.
Should we really be charging?
And you got I, and you got.
No, I'm not talking about the legal.
Talking about Carolina Beach.
No, that's not legal parking, you got the bumpers in the.
And the median.
In the median. And E.
I think.
Well, most of your beach access is 15, not even 15.
The corral, I'm not thinking of the corral,
Can't get that many in the corral now since we've marked it off. I think we may be 25.
Well, I think if we decide not to do it this year, I can see the merchants doing it anyway.
I don't think so.
And Sonny's still going to have to pick up the trash, and Dennis is still going to have to go out after all the people.
Not in the
lot. Well, you will have to go turn inside the actual parking lot and do that work. I mean, if somebody else leases the property, I mean, that would, the town would be involved. But I can see where Dennis would be, yeah, still have to do the college and work together.
And if they do it and they don't keep the parking lot clean, then we've got an eyesore. Right in the
middle. Yeah, but we know we send a little to find the.
John, you have any feedback?
Well, this is just one part of an unanswerable question,
well,
parking in general.
But that's the whole purpose of the comprehensive plan this year. Issues like this, we will have a group, this one headed by Craig Kalinske, to get all the data involved, what Beaufort is doing. I'd like to know about this company Carolina Beach is using. That's not one that's been the CSO of the room. And, you know, looking at all the possibilities, especially with Beaufort, on paid parking and what it cost them and what they were doing. I mean, like they did, they do not let residents park in downtown Beaufort, but they don't let tourists park on the residential streets. I mean, you have like a sticker.
Residents have to pay to park downtown.
Yeah, they have to pay just like everybody else. Yeah. Sorry, they don't get free parking downtown. And they have stickers and marked off, you know, by their houses so that they are the only ones that are allowed to park in a residential areas.
Well, you don't, whoever thinks that one up is not going to run for a re-election.
Well, and it's in, you know, we can look at whether or not they profited from it or not. Do we not have these additional parking lots? Not turning any more pickup land into parking lots, and people just have to get a trolley car or mass transit or a bicycle to come down here.
But how much trouble have we had on Fort Fisher Boulevard with that one private lot that they've been letting people park on, or are they collecting now?
The one private, which one? The one in Alabama or the one in
Alabama? Yeah. Didn't one of them start for?
They did it for a couple of big weekends.
Did they say why?
Partly because they didn't make that much money. Another part was the guy he had doing passed away.
So. What is the citizens advisory group?
But the point is, this group would spend, you know, several weeks, if not months, really looking at all the issues. What are the repercussions? What if we said no parking on the side streets and issue with it? There's so many things you can look at one time instead of taking the shotgun approach. Like we've been doing, look at all of it.
Just throw that mix, you know, what are the town right ways? And maybe we can do that. But that's
that's another big issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's come up with those shenanigans, let's come up with the people on the north end, what they should do as far as parking on the right end.
Mm-hmm. You know, every time you think about this, you think of ways to accomplish it. I mean, in things like I mentioned this morning, no parking on 421, so we can open up the lanes and make traffic and make things more safe, make things more flowable for people. At the same time, we can then have take some, one of the reasons I wanted a list of our properties, just a curiosity to see how many vacant lots would there be if we wanted to identify lots for parking. But then you still have the issue of controlling people who are not parking where they're supposed to park, the one that needs to park least fast. So there's probably
a dozen
at least combinations of things you could do, and I don't think any one of them is going to be perfect. Some will be better than others, but we want to, we'll look at it, and frankly, it may come back and say,
we do nothing.
Well, Craig,
you're going to have a recommendation for us, say, by the end of this summer, first of all.
Or at least by, you know, maybe we certainly can say where we stand. First of all, we've got to get the guys to agree to do it. Most of them have.
Citizens Advisory Group? Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, some of those individuals.
What do they say about paid parking?
We would want to advertise for others. I'm sorry?
We'd want to what?
We would want to ask anybody in the town who would like to join the discussion to become part of it.
But I mean, the Citizen Advisory Group has been discussing this for quite some time now. Do
yes,
they have a position?
But they don't discuss it in a thorough picture that you're going to look at everything and decide which is the most viable, which is the most economic, which is better for our residents. They look at little shotgun things. Oh, let's look at the corral and we'll put the concrete things there. Ooh, let's go with the guys downtown. You know, we'll do that. Ooh, let's park more over at Joe's Park. Let's park on Fort Fisher in the business district, even though our department heads tell us not to. Ooh, let's, you know, it's not done in a sensible manner where you look at all of the issues, all of the ramifications, all the possibilities at one time and come up at least with two or three possibilities and what the ramifications of cost for each one of them would be.
We have talked about what many of the problems would be, but that was not the primary goal of that group. It was traffic, not parking. It was traffic safety, where we came up with a bicycle pamphlet. It was discussions on the crossings, things like that. We did discuss some of those other areas, but you're right. We never put anything like, say, let's put all five things together and see if that makes sense. And we'll see if they have the courage to do it. We'll ask a few others.
And while we're talking about the rent lot, if we're going to have parking in the corral, hopefully this will be the last year. Are we going to charge for that, since we don't have to share it with anybody?
We don't get a lot of parking in the corral for people going to the beach.
No, we get zero.
Yeah, the only parking we get in the corral is we make the vendors park there when they are doing their.
And that's worked very well.
Yeah,
it has.
Until you closed me in. Yeah, now I got them parking over the park too. But
that's a free parking.
But that's where the fire station will be, so that will take away the parking.
We'd probably make more money if we could rent that out as boat storage.
Probably.
Right?
Or a new fire department.
Our new storage. Well, we'll be on new fire department.
Okay. Why don't we just go around and you guys, what was it you wanted to know about the rental thing? Should we rent it? Should we not rent it? Should we collect money for it? Should we let it be free?
I'm not going to be on the political side of it or anything. I'm just saying, as far as my department's concerned, it's not that big of a deal. We go in, we once a week, and we go in and pick up trash and whatever every day. So we try to keep it clean and nice looking.
same either way for me.
Yeah, there's no change for the chief. We open the door, we let out the bear, and he's gonna watch the bear.
One of my questions would be, is it really affecting the citizens of Cherry Beach? I mean, is it helping some of them to come down and park when they wouldn't be able to park? I mean, mm-hmm. I know some of them are getting older, and they probably need to drive instead of walk, and, you know, is that helping out?
What you look at me for?
That's what I'm saying. Well, exactly. Prime.
It's the first place I look to park, because not a lot of people know about it. So I'm
right.
Not
sure.
Sure. Sure.
Well,
there
I was
going to
say, how many of us have ever parked in that lot?
Well, I have.
So I guess
it's
not many
people know about it.
I mean, it's helped with the concerts, with residents coming, and there's a mix. But you see, even with businesses, their staff is more in the parking lot during the summer than they are, you know, taking up parking in other places.
Well, I guess they'd have to park at the corral.
But, I mean, it's helped. During the summer times, I think it's helped quite a bit to manage some of the congestion. Now, whether it's worth all the headaches, and it's really Genesis Department that gets...
Well, we're only looking at when we're here anyway.
Right.
So.
You want to go out with a bang?
Yeah.
That's my position to do it. It's only one more year, and we've already discussed it. Well, I'm just going to say, can we spend enough time?
I think we should go for it.
Just so we worked out all the problems. Got them coming in, going out.
Yeah, could that happen? That could be so. That's why the second thing is out.
So what's your
name? Jeff. Do you like it? Yeah, because the other one. Yeah, I think that we ought to at least put a couple of signs up in there to say, like, public parking only.
Of course.
I told the council and parking area to say that.
Public
parking.
Yeah,
all right. There you go.
Yeah.
Keep your clothes on while you're in the lot.
Okay, any more comments on that?
I would say that we would probably lose $500 of donations since now the property owner is one that contributed before.
Me, Sam?
Yes.
Well, Sam would just have to lower his price for
now. Was he one of the
businesses?
Yeah,
that
he contributed $500.
Actually, every business downtown,
still
every one of them contributed.
Yeah,
with the exception of the t-shirt.
Should lower his price.
Right? So, my view would be to Sam, I don't know, you might go down there and Sam might say, you know what? I'm not going to charge the town anything for it. Never could tell. Sam's
no.
Sam's
no.
A pretty decent guy.
I don't know. Already indicated to some people.
Oh, he did. And he did the same deal.
Have income this summer.
Okay.
Okay.
So, is the view of the council I should talk to Sam and Mike
to go ahead with it this year?
Given the feedback, I make a motion that we proceed in the same manner we have proceeded in the last 2 years with the downtown parking lot and get the best contribution at the lowest cost we can. That's my motion.
Second vote.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
When it came to assets and options, and of course, David talked a little bit about that this morning, that Sandman is a solution to come.
Okay.
Though it is a significant town asset that, given what we're attempting to do with space, would be nice to be able to liquidate if we had the opportunity. So here are the town assets. From a land perspective. Sorry.
Yes,
praise the value of those lots.
Those last few are the vacant land.
Is that Salmon on the top there? It's block 2, 3, 4, 5 and block 10? Or what is that?
No, if you start here on the vacant land on the left, 102.
Oh, that's Oceanfront. Okay.
Yeah, I've got all the vacant land grouped together there at the end.
Right there. It says Sandman Drive values 200 bucks. So, but there's three lots. That's what I was interested in.
Sandman, well, we have it surveyed and plotted. We came out with 5 lots.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
But we never have recorded that or anything.
But it's like $200.
That's what's on the tax records. I don't know why.
That's what?
That's what's on the tax records. I don't know why.
That's the value.
That's what it's valued.
Okay. All righty then.
There's your layout area.
I'll give you 300.
But we had a big easement in there and 5 lots plotted. If council ever wanted it recorded to sell.
Okay. But given where that is, that's why I think that would be a better liquid asset, just from my perspective. And then the other places, the only other contiguous space we have is up there on 4th Street, next to Public Works.
4th and H.
Yeah.
Or now lots of is in the third. One of them is in the 300 block. What's that?
Oh, maybe
too
we should
many
start
threes.
At the top and we that's the pavilion.
Should be 345. Where did I get
30,000? One says Sandman and then it says 4th Avenue. One of them's in the 400 block, one of them's in the 300 block. What's the difference?
3 south. Okay.
Are these, Sonny, are these the...
400 block would be the one next to my
buildings. To your, okay.
Is that where you're going to put the lift station?
The ones in the three, the ones, the other ones are the three lots, as you see.
Yeah.
Three lots, that's the ones you just purchased.
Right.
402 and 406. Is that where, that must,
yeah, it's just the way it was recorded. We bought the, it should be 345 4th Avenue, I think. We bought that lot first, and then we bought 402 and 406.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
I should have
that's
split
it.
Those out. The 102K, that's the Crown, then Sandman, and then the 414 Southworth is next to your,
yeah.
Is that where you're going to put the lift station, or are you going to do it across the street?
Vacant, a lot of vacant property right there at Sandman, a lot of vacant property right around Sunny's Public Works.
I say it'll be several years before we can do anything with Sandman.
Right, that's quite possible, right?
Well, if you're not worried, if you're worried about being sued, this point you might as well kind of wipe those off for common cause.
Well, I think what we'll do is we'll come to some resolution with the communities, surrounding communities, and we'll be able at some point in time to do something with that. It may not be during my tenure, but at some point in time, that is, it's valuable to the town, and it's something the town can use in the future to.
And that's why that property was taken over by the town. And
yeah,
the pond was. That was the reason, was for an investment,
mm-hmm.
to be able to sell those in the future.
Mm-hmm. That's against the law.
That wasn't the reason.
I can't tell you what, that's not the reason. No, it wasn't the reason.
You didn't
try that from the
beginning.
Betty said that wasn't the reason.
We want to get rid of bonds.
Yeah,
donated to us.
Right.
So, have you done any studies as to what it would take for us to need another water tower? Do you ever see the town being big enough?
Yeah, could have been there.
Oh, God, there would be a great fight.
Yeah.
Put a water tower on Sandman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could put a lot more than a water tower over there.
And have we tested the soils to see if that is perking or sinking, since it was a pond at one time? Did that?
I don't know. I would imagine that probably settled pretty well through the years, so.
If it didn't hurt, there are ways to handle it, so, right?
It's wrong, these kids are missing.
Okay.
Please ignore them.
So that's, there's nothing, there's no secrets up there, so. I think we all knew about most of these. I don't see anything up there that's shocking.
No.
Or like Eureka. Okay, I mean, that was my reason to put that up here, to see where is our land, what is our opportunity if we have space issues to.
Well, I think as far as the three lots there, after an engineer gives Sunny some direction on the lift station, and whoever's designing our space here also talks with Sunny to see what else is needed, then we would know whether or not any or all of those three lots
could
really be used.
This also doesn't show the ends of the streets, the little pieces of property that we've got.
Yeah, I've started that. I didn't finish it. I've got some of the beach accesses. A lot of those aren't recorded with parcel IDs, I think, because they're at the end of streets. I was going to ask you, too, about this 100-block Atlantic Avenue with a lifeguard base station. That's not actually recorded with the Register of Deeds, and I'm assuming that's also a beach end. The guard shack by the access there.
Is it on the roadway?
I don't know.
That's interesting. Do
we
own the access?
We own all the streets, but well, because there ends of streets.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on the map that's recorded
yeah.
as a street, then it's ours.
Yeah. But there's no associated. So I've started the list of the beach accesses. I just haven't finished that because most of those I'm not actually finding recorded as such because they are part of our map.
Is each of our what are those water stations?
Yeah, well houses and our lift stations.
Oh, I see the water towers.
The well houses?
Yes, that's one.
They're listed on the bottom of the sheet.
I think you only have one sheet. I have two.
Yeah, right. Well, as far as money was, I'd say I'm right there. 785, 138, 307, 401, all those are wells.
All of
the
wells?
The one there at Curie Village Way. We could turn that into a parking lot then.
No, there's already a.
You're not paying on that
anymore. You just have that little itty bitty brick building. You've got all the rest of the land there.
It was a parking lot until we put up.
Yeah, it took me forever to get out of that.
The rest of them.
They stayed on. They're supposed to be have 100-foot clearance. No parking within that distance. Oh, well, yeah.
Unless it's heavy equipment.
And down here at Ocean Dunes, the lot that's on the right hand of the street instead of the left hand, do we own that parking lot? Is that a...
That's town.
Okay, so people, I hardly ever see anybody park there.
The fishermen use it a lot, and surfers
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Really?
They use some. I used to use it all the time. I was coming through there. What are you talking about?
Oh, you'll never see it unless you slow
down near the rigging
and make yourself look to the right.
It's
because if you're looking to the left where all the other ones are,
it's actually a paved parking lot. So the paved parking lot is very, very nice.
Almost the end of Ocean
Dunes. It's actually looking to the last access.
Yeah.
Got a sign just like the rest of them sitting right out of it.
Yeah, but I'm looking over here where all the other
Look to the right, look to the right.
Okay, come on guys, what are we doing here?
I thought I had that up.
So, I guess, so now that's listed the property, and I mean, certainly if there was any place for parking or any place for expansion, we would know that, and given that we want to pursue this potential, then we have a question as to, do you really need the 4th Street properties?
Public Works, man.
Well, I mean, that's the question. We had discussed that we would never put a Public Works building there among in that residential community.
We may not have any choice. It's theirs and there.
So, okay. All I wanted was to get a list of this to keep an eyeball on it. Thank you for putting that together. I think it's important for the council to know.
Okay, dive cameras. Okay, sit down, you're good. I think most, if not all of you, were at the presentation of the dive cameras. And I guess my number one question is there any way we could ever talk the county and Leighton Bedsall into using the cameras rather than the consultants who are charging at least a couple of $100,000, if not more.
$200,000 is what's assumed.
And if they, if they refuse to do that, then the only use for the dive cameras would be for the lifeguards and to count and keep track of the number of people on the beach.
Are these going to be at all three beach towns?
They've been testing it in Wrightsville Beach.
If
they had them, the individual towns would have to make that decision.
The county's not going to use them for anything if it can't use them on the whole beach.
Well,
to answer your question, no, there's no way that it ever be used for that.
Because this could be as much as $30,000. Which we didn't have.
I'm not sure of the value of them, just to talk out loud for a moment. I know that it'll identify rip tides. That's a plus, right? Though I don't know if maybe trained lifeguards might be able to identify them anyway.
Yeah,
and how do you know? You have to plug in and, you know, tie into the camera to get the information?
Oh, yeah. You just do it. You didn't have to tie in the camera.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, so you're going to be down here working on your iPhone instead of looking down.
Dennis, did you see
I watched them sit up there and share that up in their
slam villa.
You didn't see the UNCW inspection, did you?
Yeah, hours.
Ed, was there anything that you thought would be a benefit to your lifeguards?
No, I really didn't. Especially not for $30,000.
Well, I think one was, that was for two, wasn't it? One
was for three cameras, I think.
I didn't bring the numbers, Armin. One was 15,000.
Well, one was maybe 12,000 per year maintenance and then the
4,000
for the camera.
Yeah.
Just for one.
Just the one.
I just don't see the practicality of it all. I mean, if the camera says there's 58,000 people out on the beach, and cool.
Well, that thing mainly for data collection. I guess the biggest thing was, you know, whether or not it would help the lifeguards, but not for that amount of money.
Right.
And if the county's not going to, I mean, they'd let us use it because it would be ours, but I doubt that they'd accept any of the data we collect as far as erosion.
Right. So, like I said, from the safety standpoint, I don't see the need, but John might see the need as far as a erosion standpoint, or I'm not sure where he's at.
As far as the surveying, John, help me with this, but we spent $200,000 out of ROT, that's countywide for all the beaches.
And the inlets.
And
the inlets.
And the inlet. And the Corps of Engineers uses that because it's all certified and professional. I don't know.
And this might be sooner or later. I don't think the software is quite there yet. I think it's close as far as the measurements that they're using. Our specific problem in Cary Beach is our buildings aren't tall enough to use less cameras. So what that tells me is we would need more cameras on private property doing monitoring before the county would ever use that data to get to the Corps of Engineers. That would only be the case if we found out that quantitative data is actually an exact science in the Corps acceptance.
And I guess it was a year to prove it.
Take more than a couple of presentations, yeah.
Well, I really do.
I wish they would just give us a couple experimental ones, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, you're right. How many survey stations are there? There's...
Well, the one in Bryce Beach, I believe that camera...
No, no, I mean ours, John, the ones that they're using now.
We're not using any now.
No, I mean the surveying that's being done professionally through...
Oh, how many base points are
there?
How
many
base points? There are, I think, around 45 base points today.
Yeah, so you can help out.
Well, they're doing it now, I think. Is it every 3 years, or every 3 times a year?
Annually, to begin with.
They do it annually.
But that, it gets more data and it generates the maps process, which is the...
And as John said, as the years go on, the data is perfected. Hopefully one day you work with it, but obviously not now. Okay. Other items, anybody?
I have the one about just some direction to the Shoreline Access Committee about the accesses. Is it council's wish for it to be an overall goal that all of our beach accesses be ADA compatible? Now we're starting to pave two of them, E&I, if we get that grant for CAMA. Is that a long-term goal, that all of the accesses eventually be paved? Is that something you want them to pursue?
It would be nice if the committee had brought us some sort of recommendation. I mean, are every single one of the accesses absolutely in a situation where they can be made ADA?
You've got plenty of money, I'm sure there is.
But I'm
going to tell you the situation that our ADA accesses are, it's a maintenance nightmare for the public works department to keep those clear. After a couple of years, the sand builds up, and we have to petition them off. And then the sand builds over those things and goes into it, and I'm just saying, it's a nameless nightmare, and I'm all for paving every parking lot that we have down there, but as far as making all the accesses ADA accessible, I don't think it's necessary.
Okay, let me also ask you with the wheelchairs and all, do we have so many people with disabilities coming here that the ramps we already have are filled up and therefore we need additional ramps? Are you getting calls for the wheelchairs at every crossover out there?
No, what they do is they call and ask where the accesses are, and that's where they go to the beach. So as far as having on every access, I don't think it's necessary. There's a five of them out for them.
There we go.
So what they do is they come and they call first, reserve the wheelchair, get the wheelchair, and that's where they go to the beach, is where the accident is. We have a map at the fire station. We direct them towards that way. It's easy to remember.
Well, maybe when that committee is doing their report to us this year, for budget and all, and their plans, maybe they should look at them and talk to our fire department and talk to somebody in public works about what is absolutely necessary and why. Is that because we have this big increase in people with disabilities that we can't get them all onto one, the five ramps that we have? And if we don't and they don't see that coming in the future, then...
I believe that's a side effect of what we're trying to accomplish, or what Shoreline Access to Barking is trying to accomplish. You've got a pool of money that CAMA has given away,
and
we're trying to take advantage of it.
Perfect
example, H Avenue. $50,000 crossover. You know how much we're spending to do that? You just approved it the other night. Pennies on the dollar. To keep our things up, keep our facilities up, put new deck boards down.
There's pennies on the dollar, but do you need them? Do you need to be spending taxpayers' money for something you don't need, like access for, one person came in and requested that beach access. One person that lives on H Avenue came in and requested that handicap thing. And so
I would say this though, son, just to open that question is, one person may have requested it, but everybody who has that disability can use it.
I'm not saying
that everybody who has that disability could use every single crossover
What I'm trying to say is, when we put in for those grants, so we're getting considered a lot more because we are trying to make them ADA accessible.
Yes, but at the same time, and Nancy and I have talked about this many, many times, you don't go after grants because there's a grant available and how can we fit the town into it. You go after a grant because you've already decided what your goals are and you're looking for a grant to cover that.
Which is why I'm asking council, what is your goal with the access? If you can't tell the committee or bring us ideas, if you're not telling the committee what your broad goal is, then this ties into your comprehensive plan. Do we want to be an accessible beach? Do we want our accesses as available and open to everyone to be able to use or not? To me, I mean,
Well, to kind of change the subject, if we harden our accesses, having been here through the storms, they're going to be a lot more expensive to put back into condition than the gravel. And I haven't, even when I was on before, I haven't gotten a whole lot of negative complaints because of the stone base that's down there now. As far as, even regular wheelchairs. But the blacktop on top of sand that's in the most vulnerable part of the island that has the most movement. I don't know, I'll defer to Sonny, but it doesn't make much sense to me.
ADA or not?
Yeah, outside of ADA.
Right, so.
I don't have a problem doing pads, stuff like that, near the parking.
No, I was just trying to get to the point that I'm not sure that the $28,000 has anything to do with ADA, it's just hardening the surfaces. So therefore, your point, that's my attention.
But they're using ADA to get the grant. Yes.
They are?
Yes.
What, to make them all ADA access?
For E&I to make it more ADA accessible if it's paved or a pervious surface plus solar lights on the crossover. It would be easier on staff to be able to say when the committee comes up with something or the liaison to say, that's not really one of council's goals, so that you don't get into this piecemeal thing. All of a sudden, they're in front of you saying, well, there's a grant available. Do you want us to go after or not?
Yeah.
And then
well,
we end up
with
some access.
I just wish they had asked that a year ago.
Well,
we're
talking today.
We probably wouldn't have approved. I have to defer to our department heads. I don't think we need any more than we have, and frankly, I have to question the lights on there. I'm not sure how many people go on the beach in a wheelchair in the dark.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What we're starting here is to put lights. We've not had lights in the past, right? We don't have any lights. So
yeah, but there are lights. There are lights. There are going to be lights on the ramp, right?
On H, yes.
And then we're going to have them on E&I, and the turtle people are going to come at you with a bat.
Well, what I'm saying, because we're starting something here, is this a long-range goal that all the accesses are ADA, or all the accesses have solar lighting, or all the accesses, or we're going to have some way and some not enough? I'm trying to get a feeling from council and department heads as to whether this should be encouraged or not encouraged, or just said no, we're not.
Do all of our accesses have the lights at the beginning of the ramp?
We don't have ramps on the
We don't have any lights.
We don't have any ramps at all on the steps. We don't have any lights at all on Is that right?
Just the street lights.
On the ones that we have ramps? We
no no have lights on the accesses themselves.
Just on the accesses.
And we've had a lot of trouble with the lights on the boardwalk, right on in front
any
of the park.
Anytime that you put any type of stuff like that in the conditions that you have on the ocean front, you're going to have a certain amount of maintenance problems. So, but yeah, they're they just have to be fixed here. Not all the beach accesses will be able to, I don't see where they can be able to have a beach, handicap ramps because of the width of the right way, the easement that we have going through there. I think so. What we're talking about most of them are the ones that have parked in areas. They have the wider 50 or 90 foot right of ways.
Here's the watch, and the one near the old candy house. They go straight over the new parking lot.
Yeah, you're right. They just, it wouldn't be practical for everyone.
No.
So we should define those that we want, which is what Mancy's question is. If you don't want them all, which ones would you like?
The ones we already have.
And the section on Atlantic between K and L, we've got the one nice wide ramp. I think we had two other ones other than the one down at N. Is there any concept that you would want all of those to mirror the big wide? Is that a Hatteras type ramp that we have? The flat ramp going out? Not a ramp, just the flat.
Not if he has to take care of it.
We don't get much sand on the access itself, except there at the end where it piles up.
Yeah,
you get more on in than you do. I know you fight that one all the time with the sand coming up over it.
That's one of those barriers we talked about this morning.
Right, built-in barrier.
Right.
He's already put a lot of plywood at the end.
You go down the end and you already see them right there.
Yeah.
They work.
And it piles up.
Right, piles right up there.
Just food for thought. Just trying to...
Hold it back your emotion. Or you guys want to think about it?
I would like to think about it. Maybe how many access points do we have right now? ADA access points.
And I haven't met with Tony. I'm not sure myself.
We have one at the pier, and I think we have the one with that.
Did you say we had five along those signs? E and I.
We have one now at the I know of four. We have I Avenue, we have one there beside where the
fire
department where the lifeguard thing is. We have one there, the new big wide one. We have one there at J Avenue and L Avenue.
Yeah, so four.
We have the vehicle accesses at those two places.
And how many accesses do we have all together?
18.
18,
I think. So not even a fourth. Or ADA.
Do we have a sign out at the road at the entrance of the parking lots that says handicap accessible? So they know they can park there and get onto a ramp?
I don't think we do.
Well, there is handicap parking at each ramp, yes.
There's parked, there's marked parking for handicap, yes. Out in the street where the access is.
That's all part of the individual grant for that.
So we have handicap parking, but if you can't do stairs, you can't do anything.
We'll put that under under take attendance status, and that's what we'll put that
on. You want to consider this at our March meeting?
I think that's where we're talking about it. Give Tony a chance to
not coming from Tobin. I just haven't had a chance to get with him. It's more me and working with the grants with him. I don't think it's anything urgent by any means. We can talk about it. Probably me.
Yep.
Usually.
So put that on the March agenda?
Okay, if Tony would like to discuss this at the March meeting, we can take it up then.
Okay.
I don't think we need to do it then. I'm just thinking of budget, but we've kind of already got it for E&I.
I thought there was a deadline to apply. Is that for
well, you've already approved E&I.
Okay, so if he wants to, we can discuss it when he brings this committee stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Council goals. You want to help us with this one? I started to say John, but it looks like he and Dennis are going to sleep. So.
I mean, it really comes down to.
Can we look at the ones we had for this year and see if any of them need to be continued?
Yeah.
There's a few of them.
They're rolling the bones.
Set up shop in Cinderella's house.
That's not bad.
I'll be a little mouse skull remain. Another rollover issue.
I think the guys are working on this pretty hard. There's been a lot of meetings and a lot of. If you want to have the communities associated with it, I mean, that's fine. Maybe I'll spur them on to be more. So who is it? Curry? Curry Dunes?
No.
Beach Walk.
Curry Dunes and Beach Walk.
Yeah, Beach Walk, though. Doesn't have that much to do with the Sandman property as it does to working out their problems with their pond over there, so they can get a
well. That's all
so
related.
They can get a state.
That is the pond.
They're the ones who's
threatening
the
sewers.
That if we sell the property, they have the right to have it under their homeowners association, and they want part of the money.
Right.
Yeah. But,
sure, Dunes. Yeah.
Yes. All of their meetings, and I've talked to their homeowner associations, and David is working as hard as he can, but he has an issue with beach wall first that has to be cleared up.
So maybe we're better off, just a thought, leaving it kind of generic like that, if you wanted to say Sandman property, and then just kind of leave it without being too specific, maybe, because of everything that needs to cover them. Just a thought. Like,
I don't know, Sandman is the least of our problems right now. We have to clear up beach wall first.
Well, that's because
right,
you want to sell the sand.
We
right.
need to resolve that too. That's
and
the issue.
Back looking at, I'm sorry, Sonny's in the other room, but I believe looking at all of the ponds in town, that's what he and David and Joseph are getting ready to do now. Looking at all of the ponds to see where they are on permitting and whether the.
So you want it resolved?
Can you explain to us what you and David and Joseph are doing on all of your like 27 ponds in town?
27 ponds?
I thought that's what David said in an email the other day. That
God, I had
see what you get for leaving the
all rain? Of the ponds, I mean, looking at all of them and their permits and whether they're up to date or need assistance or that's what David said. Said the other night, I believe, last Tuesday, that he was working on with you?
Well, in particular, we're looking at some of the ponds that the permits for is what we're looking at. Some of the permitting the ponds, but I don't know what he's talking about there. I know that he's dealing mostly with the owners. With property the owners association with the pond. Not sure. I haven't been to a meeting. I plan to go to one. I've been to one. That's all I plan to go to. I'm dealing with the engineer and the drawings of the line that the system that we'll have to move. And I'll be dealing with the contractor and the permitting process. We learned that the permitting process will be a combined permitting, won't be a separate permit between, you know, so the town will be working off of their permit, but we're going to try to keep everything individual as far as spending other taxpayers' money on this particular project that we're going to have to do.
Well, maybe it's this. Sandman needs to stay as a separate one all by itself, and reviewing the other ponds in town, stormwater ponds.
Well, I don't know.
We don't have
stormwater ponds. All I know is the Sandman. The reason the Sandman properties are involved with the. Probably a beach walk and also the Curie Dunes. That's the two that I know. I don't know anything else about the rest of the ponds in Curie Beach. All those are owned by
the Curie Dunes. Was I the only one there that heard him say that the other night and asked Joseph if he would join?
I think that was individual properties,
wasn't
it?
The stormwater issues.
Nice with that.
Yeah, what he talked to me about was Joseph helping us out with the stormwater problem spots, basically, in the drainage, but I don't know. Y'all may have talked
about it. We haven't had any conversation with
it. Okay, well, that's what he talked to me about.
So it would say resolution about standing stormwater pockets. Is that what you just said? Hot spots. You said hot spots.
Hot spots. I don't know. I'm lost.
This one, I thought page 2 addressed the storm.
That was about the
that was probably how it falls over.
Yeah, I think
that's so, the infiltration. That's
oh, that's okay, problem. You're right. So, I mean, there is a focus on drainage issues, whether they be stormwater, whether they be, you know, infiltration or other stuff.
No, I think 5 needs to come out of there completely. And we should have just
progress.
Because I think you're on your way to accomplishing that. It does have a priority.
Now, can you come up with stormwater resolutions for the entire town in 1 year?
No, well.
I mean, so for the coming year, can we say 30% of them or 50% of them?
Well, most of the ones that we went over today, I feel like within a year and a half could be accomplished.
Okay.
But I don't want to be, you know, locked into a time frame like, you're going to get them done this year.
How about 2 years?
Well, I think that's very possible, yeah.
Would be that resolution will identify stormwater issues over the next 2 years?
Are we still talking about number one, the first goal?
All the ones he put up there on the maps.
Yes.
Yes.
But can you repeat, so your number one goal isn't resolutions of outstanding issues relating to Sandman property? Is that your number one?
I don't think we prioritize them as in number, and I think we agree we're going to carry that one, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to carry that one, but these are not necessarily in priority.
Yeah, these are just less of anger.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just putting them down
for
minutes.
The first one was resolution of outstanding issues related to Sandman property.
Got that. Okay.
And the second,
I may reword this a little bit at some point, but basically, resolution of the stormwater issues identified during the February 2016 retreat, that will be done over the next 2 years. And I think we need to put a, identify as a when, I guess.
Okay.
In there, but then,
yes.
So I'll work
yes.
on wording on that, but
okay.
along those lines.
Thank you. Can you go back?
Okay.
One, two. We're going to spend money on space, so spaces should be up there.
Okay.
Number four.
So we should
develop a short-term space plan for payment and construction of town hall expansion. You're so good at this, I know you can come up with something.
Town services expansion or something. People don't like the term town hall.
Or we just could say town facilities or whatever.
Town facilities.
So short-term space plan, including financing or construction and financing of town facilities.
Well, really, it's, yeah. To be completed within 2 years. We're talking about facilities that includes a lift station.
Okay, so it's just develop.
You want to repeat that picture?
I was just going to say just develop a space plan for town facilities.
No,
to
it's
be completed.
No, 13 years from say to develop a space to develop, construct, and however you want to work, figure out how to pay for it, or maybe it's just develop and construct a space plan, neither short nor long, just a space plan for town facilities to be completed within the next 2 years, or by the end of fiscal year 2018.
I mean, it sounds like what you're developing is a plan.
Right. That's why I have
a building.
It's develop and construct.
Okay.
Develop space, a space plan.
Town facilities be completed within 2 years.
However, construct has to be in there, not just within 2 years. Or develop and complete. Not complete
the
plan, complete construction.
Construction is a good term,
I
believe.
Begin
construction.
All our construction and to it, I'll try to come up with some work.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Over to by the end of fiscal year 2018.
Thank you.
Okay.
May maintain the current tax rate as long as it always says if possible.
Well, based on what we talked about today,
double the tax rate.
Yeah, you have to think about whether you really want that one in there, but that's up to you.
Have what in there?
Yeah. If you want to put, I mean, I know it says if possible. I mean, we talked about a lot of things today, but if possible, you better put in capital letters.
Yeah, sounds good. Great big exclamation points. Okay. One I would say work with New Hanover County and New Hanover County, Wrightsville Beach, and Carolina Beach to develop a long-term, and you can't say the beach renourishment, beach protection thing.
Also, storm and water reduction,
CSBR.
Well, that'll be how we can't really determine right now.
Well, I mean, but when you say
and Wrightsville Beach, we will work with it. It'll be for all three beach communities and the county working together.
So long-term beach protection plan?
What is that?
CSDR. It's Coastal Storm Water Reduction. It's called CSDR funding.
To develop a long-term plan for funding the CSDR.
Now that's separate from this number four?
I would leave it at that.
So you're not going to continue to fund anything in the general fund? In the beach protection fund?
No, that's not what we said, but this says a new funding stream independent of property taxes.
For our general fund.
But that's not what that says.
Yeah, I mean, I think the plan all along was to have a funding source for the beach protection fund other than transfer money from the general fund. Right now, all we can do
is work with the county and the other two beach communities to develop a long-term plan for funding beach protection. And that includes what the state will pay, what the county will pay, what beach communities might or might not pay. I don't want to not put any money in there anymore because we think the county's going to do strange and wonderful things for us. Assume that they're going to do nothing and put too much money in there. So I just like to leave it right there. Work with the county and two beach communities to develop a long-term plan for funding beach protection, whatever that CSDR thing is. That's just my.
That's fine from our perspective. That initially was to either come up with parking or something other than a property tax as a revenue source.
Right.
That's what that was directed at initially.
Right.
And then it did morph into
what we were going to do independent of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really morphed into everybody working together.
Back when we thought we were individually responsible.
Yeah, I'll try to.
So you're not supposed to build in anything in the budget?
No, that's not what I said.
That's what I'm trying to clarify, because that's what it sounded like you said.
But we're not, that's not what I said. That's one of many, many parts of it. Part of it is going to Congress, part of it is going to the legislature, part of it is working with our lobbyists. Part of it is working with the other beach communities.
Right, that's
just a small part of it. That's a small part of how you accomplish it.
I'm kind of a little bit confused. So you're saying as part of this upcoming budget cycle, you still want to transfer some money into our beach protection fund, or
if, and if that has to be in there, although it's not in there now, if you go back, there's that sentence doesn't end. Or there should be a period there or something.
What's not what I'm saying?
There should just, be, oh, okay. There should be semicolons at the end of each one, okay. But one new funding stream. See, we never did that. And I don't know that we're going to do that.
Right, well, like Craig was saying, I mean, the main one that everyone was talking about at that point was potentially paid parking. And I think that was the thought a year ago is, well, we're going to do something. That's one of the leading ones. There could be something else. I have no idea what that would be right offhand. But
yeah.
So that,
and
was
that doesn't say that we are or we aren't going to put money in our local
It's really two different things, because this is saying something independent of property tax. The transfer from the general fund is not independent of property taxes. And I guess I thought I heard you say you didn't want to add any more to the beach protection fund, we should leave it how it is. Maybe I misunderstood that.
I don't want to add. First of all, we don't have the money to put in there. Second of all, I don't want to just put $500,000 in there because we think we need it, and come to find out the county really does step up to the plate and find a way for the county to pay for it without us having to put one dime in there. Then we've got all this other money that's allocated for one specific purpose that we may not have used.
So what I'll do is work through the budget. I'll just kind of see where we are at that point. And we have just about $240,000 in there right now, I think. A little bit less than that, but we're around there. If it's possible to fund some more, once we put the budget together, we'll do that. If not, then maybe this year, at least it'll start out that there is no transfer to the beach protection fund. I just, again, with some of the things I've heard today, I guess with different requests, I mean, I just don't really see that as being feasible. But
maybe to be clear, the beach protection fund has more potential uses than just throwing sand on the beach when we need sand.
That's a good reason to change it from beach nourishment to beach protection.
So, I don't think the 240 is wasted.
Right.
And I would think, per this recommendation, if that can be built, if we had a hurricane and FEMA didn't come up, we need emergency funding, we'd be aware of that instead of the general fund. So I guess we're just kind of like not clear, but we are clear.
It almost sounds like you've taken this one and kind of changed it into, you know, we talked about with working with New Hanover County and Brightshore Beach and on the long-term funding.
The goal is to close CSDR funding
right
in participation with the other communities in the county. So that's kind of it. We don't need to say anything about new funding stream.
Right. Or anything in relation to beach protection, if you ask me. I mean, we'll wait and see how that, you know, once we get into the budget process, you know, mm-hmm. we'll become available. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number five.
Well, I think you already took out five. Six has been completed. I guess seven, we can keep that. I mean, I'll continue to do that. It really only makes sense to do it pretty much once a year, unless something really unusual were to happen over the course of a year that maybe we have to be updated for that, but otherwise, it really only makes sense about once a year to do that.
Could we have one saying that we will complete our comprehensive plan? By February 2017.
Well, we can do whatever you like. I guess it's council's goal. So I guess, you know, if you want that on your goals, that's fine.
We can do that. So we have it ready for next year's budget. Okay.
So that was by February of 2017.
I don't know why I feel like you need to say something.
Yeah, I can review it. Do you want Nancy to read back what you have so far?
And I might need Arlen's help on this. Let me let Arlen reread what he's got and let me make sure.
Some things I have to come up with first, but I can go through. I mean, one is, you know, resolution about standing issues relating to Sandman property.
Got it.
Resolution of identifies stormwater issues over the next 2 years, and I'll put it in. That it's as of, you know, February 2016, so I just got to work on that. Develop and construct tank facilities to be completed in the next 2 years.
Okay, so that's over the next 2 years, not by the end of 2018?
Well,
over the next
then
2 years.
The next tax in there would be by the end of 2018.
Maybe better hold off. I don't think we have full attention. I know you are, but I wanted council consent so long ago.
Okay. The next one will be maintain the current tax rate if possible. And the one would work with New Hanover County, Raceville Beach, Carolina Beach to develop long-term CSDR funding. The next
plan.
One is
funding plan.
Plan for CSDR.
The next one is a number 7 that's up there, which is monitor potential revenue shortfalls for current future years. And then the next one is complete the comprehensive plan by February 2017.
And then we have another one.
To concentrate on public safety issues
or staffing
within the town with the main concentration on staffing.
Well, maybe to address public safety through staffing.
Well, you want to concentrate on that we have a desire to keep the town as safe as it can be in the public safety departments, and it may involve staffing issues. Put it mainly.
I didn't know anything. Was there anything from the department heads this morning that we didn't?
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll do it.
Can you second?
I'll do that too.
All those in favor say aye.
You can't do that.
We can't.
Joseph, did somebody else second that? Joseph, did you second
the motion?
That?
Yes.
Thank you.